Hello.
Blue Suisse presents today's market analysis. Capital Markets Overview.
U.S. stocks experienced an initial setback at the open due to stronger inflation in April before rebounding, led by economically sensitive companies such as financials, commodities, industrials, and small caps, while tech stocks remained under pressure. The Dow rose more than 200 points, the S&P gained 0.4%, and the Nasdaq fell more than 0.5% an hour after the opening bell. Annual U.S. inflation slowed to 8.3% in April, below consensus forecasts of 8.1%, while core CPI rose 6.2% versus expectations for a 6% increase. Such a reading blows the Fed's narrative of temporary inflationary pressures, opening a 75 basis point rate hike in June. Coinbase fell more than 23% on the corporate front after the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange reported a quarterly loss and a 19% drop in monthly users. In addition, Toyota Motor Corp. shares fell more than 4% after it forecast a 21% drop in net profit for the current fiscal year due to higher material and logistics costs. European stock indexes closed well above flatline on Wednesday, with the domestic DAX up 2% and the regional stocks 600 up 1.6%, led by energy, luxury goods, and auto stocks, the prospect of further economic stimulus in China, and lower infection rates in Shanghai and Beijing boosted investor sentiment. ThyssenKrupp raised its sales and operating profit outlook. TUI Group said it expects to be profitable again in 2022. ITV reported strong first-quarter results, and Continental posted a notable first-quarter result. Year-over-year revenue growth also supported the gains. Earlier, gains all but stalled after U.S. inflation data for April came in above expectations, suggesting price pressures will take longer to subside and raising prospects for more aggressive monetary policy tightening. While in the Eurozone, in July, the stakes for a rate hike are still rising. Japan Nikkei 225 rose 0.18% to close at 26,214 on Wednesday, while the broader Topix index fell 0.6% to close at 1,851 in mixed trade as investors bought up companies with upbeat outlooks and were swayed by U.S. inflation data. Be cautious of any upside surprises ahead of the release. Analysts say the market is waiting for confirmation that U.S. consumer prices have peaked before making big bets. Index heavyweights rose strongly, including Japan's Yusen, 5.4%, Tokyo Electron, 2.8%, Nippon Steel, 6.9%, Fast Retailing, 1.7%, and Daikin Industries, 4%. Meanwhile, financial and services-related stocks mostly fell. Elsewhere, Sony Group rose 2.1% after announcing a $1.5 billion share buyback that doubled its operating profit, thanks to PlayStation sales. The video game maker Nintendo also rose 3.3% after it announced a 10-to-1 stock split on October 1. Australia S&P, ASX 200 rose 0.19% to close at 7,065 on Wednesday, snapping 3 days of losses that offset losses earlier in the day, with sharply higher interest rates and caution over U.S. inflation data amid the risk of a global recession dampened market sentiment. Analysts say the market is waiting for confirmation that U.S. consumer prices have peaked before making big bets. Australian shares were mixed on Wednesday, with index heavyweights including BHP Billiton, 1.4%, Rio Tinto, 2.6%, Fortescue Metals, 2.3%, CSL Limited, 2.1%, and Macquarie Group, 1.2% rise. Meanwhile, the Big Four banks fell, led by National Australia Bank, which lost 3.9% after recently raising its cost estimates. Link Administration shares also fell 15.1% as the exchange suspended trading ahead of the announcement. New Zealand S&P NZX index closed almost flat on Wednesday after closing the previous session to its lowest level since June 21, 2020. Traders digested reports that New Zealand will fully reopen its international borders. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said in his speech today that opening borders would help ease the urgent skills shortage and open up tourism. The border opened 2 months earlier than the government's previous timeline in July. Market participants expect U.S. inflation data for April to be released later, hoping that consumer prices may have peaked. In China, Official data showed that consumer and producer prices rose more than expected amid strict COVID-19 restrictions. Chatham Phosphate and Geneva Financial rose 15.4% and 10.2%, respectively. Losers included New Zealand King Salmon Investments, down 14.3%, Bramworth Limited, down 9.4%, and Good Wine Hotels, down 5.8%. That is all for today. Visit Blue Suisse website for more analysis for free. See you tomorrow.